Hi, this is York.
Hi, York. My name is Jackie Ryan. I'm calling from the news department at Max FM. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, well, I'm doing fine. I have the day to hang out, to rest the legs, have a coffee, do nothing, laundry, sewing, preparing the bicycle, reorganizing the panniers. So I'm into the last 6 weeks and with a nice place to stay, so I'm a lucky man.
Very nice. Yeah, I saw that you took a trip over to the Plymouth Fire Department yesterday. That seemed like it would be quite a haul.
Well, at least without the luggage to Plymouth, it's more or less just a coffee ride.
Right.
Yeah. Very yeah, nice. I don't want to leave these guys alone because I'm going to pass through Plymouth tomorrow. And the experience from the last 6 months told me that the bigger departments in between, they love to be part of the story, part of the trip. And then I show up and these guys are trying to organize me a place to stay in South Bend for tomorrow. So it's always nice to meet the boys.
Yeah, very nice. And so you'll be heading to South Bend tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm waiting for mail from the guys from Plymouth. They wanted to organize, they want to make the contact to South Bend, which mostly works. And even if it doesn't work directly, if I only show up in a station and say, hey, guys, you already heard from me. I'm the stinky, sweaty, lucky, happy one. Then mostly it's not a problem to stay in a station for a night.
All right. Well, so I just had a few questions about what you're doing with the bike ride and kind of what inspired you to come to the United States to do this effort. So maybe just give me a little bit of background about what you're riding for.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so I know that this is something that you're doing to bring awareness to children with rare diseases. And so I guess I'm just curious to know where the idea came from to do a bike ride for this.
Well, I'm into bicycling since I'm 14, so long story. And I always dreamt about cycling the U.S. And when 4 years ago, three good friends of mine died more or less in a row, I said, well, that's sort of a wake-up call about my own bucket list. And I said, well, I'm going to do that. And I said, but I'm not going only to cycle. There should be a purpose for kids behind. I want to do something concerning charity. And I had to recognize that it's not that easy being a private person in Germany, at least, to collect money for a cause. So I had to find a already existing foundation with all the administration background already existing. Yeah, well, and that was Care for Rare, the organization I'm cycling for with the main office in Munich and related worldwide to hospitals. So we made contact. These guys were happy to have someone, yeah, with at least fresh ideas. And I was happy about to having, yeah, the background, all the paperwork, the email contacts to the hospitals, and all that stuff is done by the administration in Munich. So, and they do all the donation stuff. They organize the shipment of teddy bears to the hospitals I'm visiting, and so it's the perfect combination. We weren't looking for each other, but it looks like we were made for each other.
Yes, that's very nice. And so had they not had someone do something like this in the past? This is the first time someone's done like a bike ride to bring awareness?
Well, at least nobody did it from Germany in the U.S.
Okay.
And the combination with the firefighters this year makes it so special. Especially this year, because I've been a firefighter in the last millennium, and I never thought about the combination with the U.S. Brotherhood, and that just happened because 4 weeks before I started that trip, I found my old membership card, and I contacted the German authorities back then, and they said, well, hey, we support your mission because we have nothing to do. You are the one who has to pedal. And they wrote me a letter of support for the brothers. And from day one on, out of San Francisco, the firefighters in the U.S. supported me, offered me a place to stay, to lay the mattress, to pitch up a tent, or even had a bunk or a bed for me.
And so how did you end up getting in touch with Beth and staying with her?
Well, yesterday, exactly 3 years ago, that's not my first trip in the U.S. 3 years ago, I cycled from Seattle to New York for the kids, and I passed Plymouth somewhere around noon and was looking for a place to get a coffee, and then were these two ladies yelling at me, hey, where are you from? Come to us. And that was Esther Rodriguez and Beth. So they invited me for lunch, and we stayed in contact after that. And yeah, well, and when I planned this year's trip, I informed them, and naturally they said, well, at least you have to show up once again. Yeah, which brings me to Plymouth versus Culver right now for a second time.
Very nice. And you said that this isn't the first time that you've done a ride through the United States. So was 3 years ago the first time you started, or was it before that?
It was the first trip for a charity purpose, but I cycled the U.S. before 5 or 6 times in the last 8 years, yeah.
Okay. And those were just, you know, for your own leisure, or, well, I guess not really leisure, but...
Yeah, no, it's absolutely leisure. Otherwise, I won't be doing that. That was more or less just normal holidays, which means 3.5 weeks, mostly Utah, California, 1 year with my son on a tandem. So father-son holidays when he finished university. So always, yeah, special moments. I think being in the U.S. on a bicycle, it's something special. Even if you don't do it for charity purpose, the appreciation you experience, it's something different, completely different from Europe.
Right, yeah, like just different things to see. And so far on your trip this year, which states have you gone through, if you can just sort of do a quick run through of where you've been?
California, Nevada, Arizona, Utah, Colorado, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, and now Indiana.
Nice. Yep, just making your way east then.
Now I'm making my, at least I'm making my way north. I'm cycling up through Michigan to Mackinac Island and then into Canada, because the main sister hospital in Canada is Toronto, and then to the New England states, Boston, Hartford, Connecticut, and New York for the finish in the end of September.
Okay, so September is when you're expecting to be finished with this ride?
Well, September is my emotional deadline also, because my son's from a host family. He stayed in Connecticut in 06 for a year, and his host family from 12 years ago, these guys are stocking up the fridge with German beer for September 20th, and I will be thirsty by then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Okay, and so I guess my next question for you would just be, what are ways that people who hear this story can sort of reach out and help these children who are experiencing these diseases?
They can, because the foundation has created, especially for that trip, an English website. It's care-4-rare.org/EN. And on that website, there's a link with a picture of me, easy to recognize. It's the only picture with a cyclist. And there's also a bank account where people can donate money to, because all that money is also going to research and cure projects in the U.S. or worldwide.
Okay. It's good to know that people can be inspired by your story and then sort of do their own part to help out if they can.
Yeah.
Okay, York, well, is there anything else that you want to say about this effort or about your experience in America so far?
Well, I think the support, especially from the firefighters, and the support also from the just standard people on the way, is absolutely astonishing, because charity has such a good standing in the U.S. compared to Europe, that the appreciation and the reputation I experience makes it already special. And My main idea about everybody, even if he has no rare disease or he has no kids with a rare disease, is always to remember it's not a standard. It's not granted that we get up in the morning by ourselves, being healthy, being able to walk to the bathroom without the help of a nurse. It's still a blessing if you are able to do that out of your own power, out of your own decision, without needing help. And sometimes I think it's good to see those kids who are not able to do that anymore in their life, and how they still enjoy life, and how grateful they are when someone shows up and just has a day of fun with them, because that's what they missed the most in the hospitals.
Yeah, and that's a really inspirational way to sort of sum up what you're doing, is just showing that being able to ride a bike across the country isn't something that everyone can do, but the fact that you're doing it for such a good cause and then also visiting these people along the way is very inspirational.
And I'm still thankful about that every day. I'm not forgetting that, at least.
All right. Well, thank you so much for just taking some time to talk with me today. And where do you see yourself going once you make it to the end of your trip in September? What's the next step for you? Are you going to be taking some time off, or are you planning for next year or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm already planning for next year, because next year will be a trip all around Germany, the neighboring states, with the capitals and the main children's hospitals over there. So at least something concerning publicity and awareness on European soil then. And I'm thinking about writing a book, even if I have to write it in English, because so many firefighters in the meanwhile told me, well, you have to do that because every firefighter in the U.S. is waiting for a book like that, because it tells so much about the way the Brotherhood works in the U.S. and about the reputation the firefighters have in the U.S. when they even support a mission of a German firefighter on U.S. soil. And so I won't be bored in the winter times. And yeah, well, I'm looking forward to see friends, to make speeches, keynote speeches, whatever. I'm looking forward to what's going to develop concerning these kids, and to raise awareness also when I'm back home, not only on a bicycle, but with pictures, with whatever is going to come.
Okay, so I think that the main two things that I'm taking away is that you're doing this for the Care for Rare organization, but also along the way you've kind of found that your association with firefighters and that connectivity has kind of come to the forefront of it as well, and so it's kind of added to your trip.
Yeah, it's more or less, in the meanwhile, the picture for me was I threw a pebble into the pond hoping that a few ripples will come ashore, and in the meanwhile, with the support of the firefighters, there are coming waves ashore, because even the firefighters themselves, there are brothers who have a rare disease themselves, or they have kids with rare diseases or relatives, and they share all that. They also collect donations, and that's what makes it so great to have that support in that special brotherhood.
Very nice and very well put.
Yeah.
All right, Jörg. Well, I won't take up too much more of your time, and I think that those are all the questions I have. Do you have anything else that you want to add before I let you go?
Well, no, I'm absolutely happy. I'm looking forward to these guys in South Bend. And, thanks a lot.
And thank you, and best of luck on the rest of your trip and safe travels.
Hey, thanks a lot. Have a good one.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Hey, bye.